News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Life without Aaron Rodgers continues to be difficult for the Green Bay Packers. Backup Scott Tolzien, 3 interceptions yesterday.
Tolzien, a first down intercept and a taken back by Jason Pierre-Paul for a Giants touchdown.
Packers fell to the Giants yesterday at the Meadowlands. Final score 27-13. Green Bay finds itself on a 3-game losing streak. The first place Lions, though, were losers as well. The Bears won in overtime. Packers would miss the playoffs if the season ended today, but they're only 1 game back in their division, the NFC North. In Illinois yesterday. Well, you would scream, too, if you looked out your kitchen window and saw a tornado headed towards your house. The Chicago suburbs near Indiana and down to Peoria suffering tornado damage. Amanda Waller has more for Fox News.
Tens of twisters smashed through buildings. Illinois was hit hardest, where homes were battered and lives bruised. Entire neighborhoods were flattened and defeated.
We had an alert, so we started to clean up our backyard and hurry stuff up. And then my son said, there it is. And in a matter of seconds, he turned around and it was right on top of us.
Waiting for my wife, my daughter. They were going off to church somewhere, near Dunlap. So hopefully they're okay. My cell phone doesn't work.
We're in Peoria, one of the worst affected areas. The people that lived here, you can see that their lives are in tatters.
The death toll from those storms, 6 and 7 Illinois counties have been declared disaster areas. Wood County Sheriff's Department officials say the deputy who lost a rifle last week has now completed a suspension. We have more on that story from WSAU reporter Raymond Newpert.
Deputy Matthew Souza served a 12-hour suspension over the weekend, according to reports from the department. The deputy had pulled out an AR-15 rifle at a scene last week and then forgot it in the trunk of his squad car after leaving the scene. The weapon was in a black case and was lost in the Vesper area. Somebody located the weapon late Thursday afternoon and did return it to a Wood County Sheriff's deputy. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
In Stevens Point, police are investigating the death of a young man not far from the UWSP campus.
Police were called to a house in the 1500 block of Briggs Street, east of Division Street, at about 4:30 in the afternoon. Police say the man in his 20s was found by his roommate after the roommate came back from a weekend out of town. The cause of death is not yet known, and the investigation is continuing. Stevens Point police say foul play is not suspected. Names have not been released. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
One man is dead after being struck by a semi-truck in Abbotsford. The sheriff's department says the 29-year-old was hit along Highway 29 eastbound near Hillene Road and Highway 13 around 4 a.m. He was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital, and he later died of his injuries. The name of the pedestrian has not been released, and the driver's name has not been made public. A car pedestrian accident Saturday night in Tomahawk is being investigated. The person was walking on Highway 86 near Spirit Avenue around 5:30. The road was closed for a few hours to allow police to complete their field work. Names of those involved and the condition of the pedestrian will be released later today. It's time now for our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Bundle up as you head out the door for today. Mostly cloudy skies in the morning, then partly cloudy later in the afternoon. It'll be breezy and much colder, a high of 34. West-northwest wind at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, the wind will die down, partly cloudy to clear, low down to 22. Tomorrow, a bit milder, sunny to partly cloudy and a high of 41. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, a 40% chance of light rain and a high of 42. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
This is one of those mornings where it's the wind chill that will tell the weather story. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures, the six-day forecast, and our street-level zoom-in radar 24/7 at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.